On a bad day, the chief reason for writing can feel like an excuse to try out all the fonts and colour options on my computer. If a paragraph isn't working, it's sometimes easier to make it a different colour than to find out what's wrong and fix it. So when I haven't got the heart for rewriting, I turn to the colour palette. Green might mean not quite right. Pink can stand for move this, and blue for cut. If you know you want to cut it, you may ask, why not just cut it? And the answer is that it's just too painful losing material that may have taken days or weeks, even months to write. Much easier, I find, to colour it blue and put the decision off for another day, even if it does mean turning my draft into a rainbow of confusion. Changing the font may look like another good way to waste time, but it can be an effective tool. The way print looks contributes to the atmosphere of a piece of writing, and altering it can magically reveal what isn't working or somehow cast it in a different light. In my own work, I'm often trying to create a tone that falls between comedy and darkness. So a font like Courier would be wrong for me. It looks like reportage, whereas Helvetica, to my eye, has no imagination. Georgia is more nuanced, I feel, and that's my current favourite. To be honest, a point will come where I'm willing to deploy any kind of trick just to get the bloody thing finished, especially towards the end, when the book is essentially written, but the editor wants a bit of reshaping. She thinks this should be easy enough. Nearly there, she'll say, one last push. It's like having a baby, but goes on even longer, and no one brings you flowers. Or is it more like landscape gardening? You climb into your literary bulldozer, lower the claw, tear a great chunk out of chapter 3, then set off for the distant prospect of, say, chapter 6, where you dump your load and trundle back to base. Later, surveying the landscape with binoculars, you see that while one chapter looks much better, another looks distinctly worse. Dorothy Parker said that the two most beautiful words in the English language are check enclosed, but two other beautiful ones are the end. I've written them sometimes just for the hell of it, when I was in the middle or even quite close to the start. Because when you think how long a book is, 50,000, 80,000, 100,000 words or more, it's a wonder anyone ever gets to the end. The battle to keep story, characters, voice, all in the right tension over such a long stretch seems impossible. It can be won, of course, with persistence, application and a bit of luck, but never underestimate the importance of prevarication. While you are tinkering with fonts and colours, the subconscious is doing vital work. In fact, I would get down to some writing now, but I think I'll go and buy a new notebook first.